أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وبه نستعين، وهو خير الناصرين ومعين. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أما بعد، فقد قال الله الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله، ومن تولى فما أرسلناك عليهم حفيظا. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، الحمد لله that we have passed 21 days in this holy month of Ramadan so far. Yeah, as we are recording this majlis tonight, it's 22nd night in Mah Mubarak Ramadan. We just passed the Shahadat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. I pray to Allah Jalla Shano that, O Allah, for the sake of Madlumiyat of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, accept all of our a'mal. I do dua for the sake of Imam Ali that may he accept all of your duas, your prayers, your charity, your munajat, and all your righteous deeds you have done so far in this month and in your whole life with your salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. And I do another dua for the sake of Imam Ali alayhi salam, O Allah, with the intercession of this Imam Madhloob and Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, who is the Bimare Karbala. O Allah, give speedy recovery to all the marid, all the patient, especially the ones who are suffering with COVID-19. And O Allah, for the sake of this wali of yours, this great person, your obedient man, help human beings resolve this COVID-19 issue ASAP. Please recite another salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. As the holy month of Ramadan symbolizes, especially these nights of Qadr, rather, they symbolize the revelation of Quran, our deep connection with Quran, Quran Kareem being the foundation of Islam or Islamic teachings. And then the connection between Quran and Imam Ali alayhi salam, individually and being a person, one of the five of Ahle Bayt alayhimus salam. I have decided to discuss that how can we renew our covenant of walayat with Imam Ali alayhi salam. And for these 6 nights that I have been honored by Allah Jalla Shanu to be among you brothers and sisters, I will share my ideas and my thoughts, and I will try my best to report you the most reliable hadith and of course the ayat of Quran Kareem. And I question Allah Jalla Shanu to enable me to communicate the message I have intended to communicate to you with your salawat, please. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Hazrat Zurara, he reports from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, Buni al-Islamu ala khamsati ashya. Islam has been founded on 5 things. As-salatu wa-zakatu wa-sawmu wal-hajju wal-wilayatu. The salah, our prayer, and our charity, our zakat, we give, pilgrimage, we offer, and the fasting of the holy month of Ramadan, and the walayat, the guardianship. And then Imam continues. Imam says that these five, which are the foundation, please pay close attention. I am just sharing this hadith with you as a preamble of my discussion, which is going to be the walayat. And as I said, we will be, inshallah, sharing ideas about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah said, Aliyum ma'al Qur'ani wal Qur'anu ma'a Ali, lan yatafarraqa hatta yarida alayya al-hawd. This is the hadith, inshallah, we will be discussing and speaking about throughout these 6 nights. And as a beginning, I'm sharing with you this beautiful hadith of our sixth holy Imam, where Imam explains that Islam has been founded on five rituals, if I can say. And Zurara, he says that, I questioned, فَأَيُّ ذَلِكَ أَفْضَلُ, which of these five is superior? Imam replied, الْوَلَايَةُ أَفْضَلُهُنَّ, the guardianship or walayat is the topmost, is the best. And then Imam gives the cause, the reason behind it, or you can call it wisdom behind it. لِأَنَّهَا مِفْتَاحُهُنَّ, because walayat is the key to these other four. وَالْوَالِي هُوَ الدَّلِيلُ عَلَيْهِنَّ, and the guardian, the wali, he is the guide to how about of these four rituals, how to perform your salah, how to perform your rituals of hajj, what are the etiquettes of giving out charity, what are the shara'it and conditions of your fasting, how you should be fasting, how should be your fast, what are the attributes of those fast which is desired and required by Allah Jalla Shanu. So Imam says that the topmost in rank is the walayat, and the wali is the guide to these rituals. Zurara says, قُلْتُ ثُمَّ الَّذِي يَلِي ذَلِكَ فِي الْفَضْلِ, then which one follows in fadila? Which one is superior after walayat? Imam said, قَالَ الصَّلَاةُ, the salah, your daily prayer. And then Imam gives the cause. Please pay attention. This is a beautiful hadith. It's a mansusul illah, where Imam has given us the wisdom behind these rituals. From Imam said, Inna Rasulullah qal as-salatu umududdin. Indeed, Rasulullah has said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that salah, the prayer, is pillar of your religion. What a beauty. Think of a tent without a pillar. Can a tent survive, or a building? Without pillars, building will simply collapse. So Imam is simply educating us why salah is so important. Then qala, in Zurara said, ثُمَّ الَّذِي يَلِيهِ فِي الْفَضْلِ, then after salah, which one is next in rank or in superiority? قَالَ الزَّكَاتُ, Imam replied, the charity, your zakat, and then gives the reason behind it. لِأَنَّهُ قَرَنَهَا بِهَا, because Allah Jalla Shano has paired the zakat with salah. Whenever in Quran Allah mentions أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, says وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, pay your charity, pay zakat. وَبَدَأَ بِالصَّلَاةِ قَبْلَهَا, and whenever Allah mentions, Allah puts salah in front of zakat. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ, and then sixth Imam reports from Rasulullah that our beloved Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ has said, الزَّكَاةُ تَذْهَبُ بِالذُّنُوبِ, that zakat, giving charity, removes your sins. So the removal of sins is with the giving of charity. قُلْتُ فَالَّذِي يَلِيهِ فِي الْفَضْلِ, then which one is better? قَالَ الْحَجُّ, or قَالَ الْحَجُّ, Imam said, the pilgrimage, hajj. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ because he even gives the reason, the wisdom behind it. Because Allah has said, لِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. It's obligatory unto people for Allah Jalla Shano to do Hajj of his bayt. Whoever has the ability to do it. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Whoever denies this, does not follow this, does not want to do it, Allah is in no need of anybody in the world. Allah is needless. He is Samad. He is Ghani. Qala Rasulullah, Imam says that Rasulullah has said so and so about the fadila of Hajj. Then Hazrat Zurara questions, قُلْتُ ثُمَّ يَلِي مَاذَا يَتْبَعُهُ. ثُمَّ مَاذَا يَتْبَعُهُ. After Hajj, and pay attention, Imam has spoken already about Salah, Zakat, Hajj, and there's only one left, the fast. And Zurara is a very intelligent man. He knows that now, of course, the final and the last one is the Sawm. But he questions to learn the reason behind it. That is his purpose. So he says, then what? Then which one? Qala as-sawmu. Imam said, the fast. قُلْتُ وَمَا بَالُ السَّوْمِ سَارَ آخِرَ ذَلِكَ أَجْمَعَ. I said, what's up with this fasting? How come it just, as a laggard, it just stayed last? How come it is the least in its superiority? Imam said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَسَّوْمُ جُنَّةٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ. That fast is a shield against the fire. Fast guards us against the hellfire. Are you paying attention? Imam has given proof from Rasulullah for all these rituals and an ayah from Quran al-Kareem for the Hajj. This is the beauty of this hadith. Please recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وَآلِ مُحَمَّدْ وَعَجِّلْ فَرَجَهُمْ. Now Imam speaks and explains it further. He says, ثُمَّ قَالَ إِنَّ أَفْضَلَ الْأَشْيَاءِ مَا إِذَا أَنْتَ فَاتَكَ لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنْهُ تَوْبَةٌ دُونَ أَنْ تَرْجِعَ إِلَيْهِ فَتُوَدِّيَهُ بِعَيْنِهِ. Imam says that the most superior thing is that if you miss it, it cannot be replaced with anything else. Like tawbah, you must do it. You have to offer it, do ada of it. Until you don't do ada, nothing will suffice. That is the topmost in rank. And then Imam further says, Inna salata wa zakata wal hajja wal walayata laysa shay'un yaqa'u makanaha duna ada'iha. Nothing can suffice it. Nothing can come sit on its place other than that you offer themselves. وَإِنَّ الصَّوْمَ إِذَا فَاتَكَ. And the siyam, the fasting, if you miss it, أَوْ قَصَّرْتَ, or you became a musafir and you had to do qasr and you could not fast that time, أَدَّيْتَ مَكَانَهُ أَيَّامًا غَيْرَهَا. You can do ada, you can offer the siyam in other days. So there is a substitute for sawm. وَجُبِرَتْ ذَلِكَ الذَّنْبُ بِصَدَقَةٍ. And the thawab you missed and the sin you did not to fall the fast during the holy month of Ramadan, you can make it up by giving sadaqah on other days. وَلَا قَضَاءَ عَلَيْكَ. And you don't have any qada on you. وَلَيْسَ مِنْ تِلْكَ الْأَرْبَعَةِ شَيْءٌ يُجْزِيكَ مَكَانَهُ غَيْرَهُ. But those four, walayat, salah, zakat and hajj, Imam says, they are not like sawm. They have no substitute, nothing suffices them. Mujzi. Thumma qala, then Imam said, Dhirwatul amri wa sanamuhu wa miftahuhu wa babul ashiya'i wa ridha rahmani. This is the result of this hadith. Please pay attention to this beautiful hadith. Imam says, the peak of the matter, and its pinnacle, and its key, and the door to the things is the pleasure of God, and the pleasure of Allah, Ar-Rahman, name of Allah Jalla Shano, is what? Imam says, At-ta'atu lil imame ba'da ma'rifateh, is the obedience to Imam after his cognition, after his ma'rifat. Allahu Akbar. Please excuse me, I have been fasting. You have been fasting, I know. And it's a little hard after, you know, eating your iftar to recite majlis. It's always a great idea to recite majlis before iftar. But today it's my first one, so I decided to go after the iftar. Please recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajam. So Imam says the best of the thing of these issues is at-ta'atu lil imami, the obedience, the ita'at of Imam after knowing, after recognizing your Imam, that who my Imam is. Inna Allah yaqul, now Imam reports that ayah which I recited in my khutbah. Indeed Allah says, man yuti' ar-rasula faqad ata' Allah, whoever obeys the apostle of Allah, indeed he has obeyed Allah Jalla Shanu himself. Wa man tawalla, and whoever turns his back on you, O my apostle, fama arsalnaka alayhim hafiza, we have not sent you as a keeper on them. You are not their security guard. It's not your responsibility. Please recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. And now Imam gives us the result, where he wants to take us in this beautiful hadith. Imam says, Ama law anna rajulan qama laylahu wa sama naharahu wa tasaddaqa bi jami'i malih wa hajja jami'a dahri. If a person, he offers salah all night long, he fasts during the day, donates all of his wealth in charity, fasts all life, but he's missing something. What is that? وَلَمْ يَعْرِفْ وَلَايَةَ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ فَيُوَالِيَهُ وَيَكُونَ جَمِيعُ أَعْمَالِهِ بِدَلَالَتِهِ لَهُ عَلَيْهِ. If this person who has done all these rituals, لَمْ يَعْرِفْ وَلَايَةَ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ, he does not know about the guardianship of a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah, or wali Allah, so he may obey him, he may follow him, and may all of his a'mal, his rituals, be according to the guidance of this Imam, what will happen? مَا كَانَ لَهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقٌ فِي ثَوَابٍ. This person will have no haq, no right on Allah Jalla Shano to have any reward from Allah. Allahu Akbar. وَلَا كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْإِيمَانِ, and this person is not from among the believers. How harsh it is to, you have to have faith in walayat, number one, and then we have to obey this wali and offer our rituals according to the guidance of him. This is the purpose that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is emphasizing so much on the ma'rifatah wali, and then the ita'at of this wali, because the reward is confined with the obedience of this wali of Allah. Please recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Now, because this is so important that I must know my wali and I must obey him, that's why I chose this beautiful hadith, Aliyum ma'al Qur'an wal Qur'an ma'ali, to shed more light, or as I said, to renew our covenant of walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, and following him, the Ahle Bayt alayhim as-salam, because our religion has to go till the day of judgment. The Qur'an has to go till the day of judgment as a guide. And this Qur'an needs a mufassir. A mufassir who knows what does this Quran exactly mean. Not conjecture of people, not their guess, not their delusion. The exact ilm-e-haqiqi, the real knowledge, the factual knowledge and meaning. So this Imam must have the factual understanding of the whole Quran and religion, so he might be the guide. Now let me conclude. Then Imam Sadiq has a beautiful hadith. He says, لَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَسَاسٌ. Everything has a base, a foundation, asas. وَأَسَاسُ الْإِسْلَامِ حُبُّنَا أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. And the foundation of Islam is the love of ours, Ahle Bayt alayhim as-salam, the household of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Let me give you a beautiful story from the holy tongue of Imam Baqir and Imam Sadiq alayhim as-salam. This is from Abi Basir. He says that Imam said, إِذَا مَاتَ الْعَبْدُ الْمُؤْمِنُ. When a mu'min dies, now this is in his grave. When a mu'min dies, دَخَلَ مَعَهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ سِتَّةُ سُوَرٍ فِيهِنَّ سُورَةٌ هِيَ أَحْسَنُهُنَّ وَجْهًا. He says six images enter with the believer when he dies in his grave. And one of them is the most beautiful. وَأَبْهَاهُنَّ هَيْئَةً. And the most good looking in its appearance. وَأَطْيَبُهُنَّ رِيحًا. And the most pure, the purest in its aroma, in its odor. وَأَنْظَفُهُنَّ سُورَةً. And the پاکیزتر, جسکو ہم کہتے ہیں نا, the purest in its, you know, image, in its face. When these six, they enter, including this one, the most good-looking one, he says, يَقِفُ سُورَةٌ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ. One of these six images, it stands on the right side of the dead body. One of them stands on the left side of the dead body. One of them in front of him. One of them in front of his feet. One of them behind him. And this most beautiful one, it stands on top of his head. Now, when anything, فَإِنْ أُتِيَ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ, if some calamity, some hardship tries to attack this mu'min in his grave from his right side, this image standing on the right side guards him from this calamity. Now, God forbid, just to connect your mind in grave, what type of hardships are there? We are told, astaghfirullah, for some sins, there might be a scorpion. As for the tajassum amal, if these images are there for the good deeds, of course there are going to be the images or some other calamities in form of snakes or scorpions or dogs, God forbid, for sins. So when some, let's say a scorpion tries to attack the dead body from the left side, the image standing by on the left side saves and guards the mu'min from this scorpion approaching towards him. Now, when they are doing all this, this most good-looking one questions that, who are you? Jazakumullah anni khaira. May Allah reward you. Who are you guys? فَتَقُولُ الَّتِي عَنْ يَمِينِ الْعَبْدِ. The one standing by on the right side of the abd, the person, she said, أَنَا الصَّلَاةُ. I am the salah of this mu'min he used to offer. And the one, وَتَقُولُ الَّتِي عَنْ يَسَارِهِ أَنَا الزَّكَاةُ. The one standing on the left side says, I am the zakah he used to pay. وَتَقُولُ الَّتِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ أَنَا الصِّيَامُ. The one standing in front of the mu'min in the grave says, I am his fast. He used to fast. وَتَقُولُ الَّتِي خَلْفَهُ أَنَا الْحَجُّ وَالْعُمْرَةِ. The one behind the mu'min, she says that, I am his hajj and his umrah he offered. وَتَقُولُ الَّتِي عِنْدَ رِجْلَيْ. The one standing by his feet says, أَنَا الْبِرُّ. I am the righteous deed he did to his brethren. ثُمَّ يَقُولْنَا. And then all these five of images, they speak to this good-looking one. مَنْ أَنْتَ. فَأَنْتَ أَحْسَنُنَا وَجْهًا وَأَطْيَبُنَا رِيحًا وَأَبْهَانَا هَيْئَةً. You are in brief best among us. Who are you? You are the most beautiful looking one, have the purest fragrance with you, and so on. فَتَقُولُ. this most good looking one says, Anal walayatu li Muhammadin, Anal walayatu li Ali Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I am the walayat of Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Have a salawat, please. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. So, dear brothers, let me take a very important message from here. Walayat is very important, and one must know his wali and offer his rituals according to the guidance of this wali, the imam. And in our grave, walayat is going to be the toughest or the best for us to help us against hardships in the qabr. And if I can say, God forbid, if somebody was not offering salah in this world, there will be no image representing his salah in the qabr. If he was able to offer charity, zakat was wajib on him, and he did not pay it, he will have no support from the zakat side in his grave, and so on. And likewise, the walayat with its conditions. The walayat of Ahl-e Bayt alayhim as-salam, the least is to obey the imams, to follow their instructions, to follow their teachings. Whatever they have said, it's obligation unto us to follow these imams whose obedience Allah has obligated unto us. Now, because we just passed the shahadat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, main chahta hoon ki aapse do jumle mola ki خدمت میں نظرانہ عقیدت کے طور پر پیش کر دوں. کل انشاءاللہ بفضل تعالی اپنی گفتگو کا سلسلہ جاری رکھیں گے. عزادارو بس آپ کو آخری حصہ دینا چاہ رہا ہوں کہ منتحہ الاعمال میں شیخ عباس قمی رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں کہ جب مولا علی کی وفات ہو گئی, شہادت کے بعد جنازہ وغیرہ تیار ہو گیا, وصیتیں کر لی مولا نے, تو امام عالی مقام نے وصیت میں فرمایا کہ بیٹو میرے جنازے کو آگے سے مت اٹھانا, آگے سے اللہ کے معمور فرشتے میرا جنازہ اٹھائیں گے, آپ لوگ پیچھے سے جنازہ اٹھائیے گا, اور جس طرف میرا جنازہ جائے تم فقط اس کے پیچھے پیچھے چلتے رہنا, اور جہاں پر جا کر رک جائے تمہیں تیار قبر ملے گی, وہاں پر مجھے دفن کر دینا. جو حصہ آپ کو روایت کا دینا چاہ رہا ہوں وہ دفن کر کے آنے کے بعد ہے, لیکن شیخ طوسی فرماتے ہیں کہ حضرت محمد حنفیہ راوی ہیں کہ جب ہم بابا کا جنازہ لے کر چلے ہیں, رات کا اندھیرا تھا, لیکن وہ کہتے ہیں کہ ہم ہر دیوار, ہر عمارت, ہر درخت, ہر پتھر کے پاس سے گزرتے تھے, تو وہ ہر چیز جس کے پاس سے گزرتے تھے وہ جھک کر گویا مولا علی علیہ السلام کی خدمت میں اپنی تعزیت پیش کر رہی تھی. عزادارو, شیخ طوسی علامہ علی کی روایت کے بنا پر قائم غری ایک اس وقت کے اعتبار سے بڑی اونچی عمارت سمجھی جاتی تھی جس کو میل بھی کہتے تھے, وہ کہتے ہیں کہ احترام بابا میں وہ عمارت بھی جھک گئی, جہاں پر آج مسجد حنانہ واقع ہے مشرق شہر مبارک نجف کے. خلاصہ وہاں پر حضرت ساسا ابن سوہان ابدی نے بڑا دردناک مصائب پڑھا مولا علی کا. جب یہ دفن کر چکے نا اور یہ واپس آ رہے تھے تو دروازہ کوفہ کے پاس سے امام حسن اور ساتھیوں نے ایک بڑی دردناک آواز سنی, کوئی بڑی دردناک انداز میں رو رہا تھا اور ساتھ میں بیان کر رہا تھا. امام مجتبیٰ کا دل پسیج گیا, رہا نہ گیا. امام آئے, دیکھا ہے کہ ایک کھنڈر ہے, ٹوٹا پھوٹا گھر ہے, اس میں ایک بیمار شخص سر جھکائے بیٹھا ہے, ساتھ میں روتا ہے اور ساتھ میں کہتا ہے کہ اے دوست, تم نے اچھی وفا کی, تم تو کہتے تھے کہ میں تمہارا ساری عمر خیال رکھوں گا, تمہیں ہمیشہ کھانا لا کر دوں گا, اور اب 3 دن ہے تم ابھی تک نہیں آئے, مجھے اتنی سخت بھوک لگی ہے. عزادارو, امام حسین نے اس سے پوچھا کہ اے شخص, تم کون ہو اور کس کی بات کر رہے ہو؟ وہ کہتا ہے کہ مجھے 1 سال ہے کہ میں اس شہر کوفہ میں یہاں پر ہوں, ایک بڑا مہربان, एक नहायत शफीक शख्स रोज़ाना आया करता था। वो आकर मेरे साथ दिलदारी से पेश आता था, मेरा ख्याल रखता था, मुझे खाना देता था, मेरे साथ बातें करता था, मेरा दिल बहलाता था। और आज 3 दिन हो चुके हैं, वो मेहरबान शख्स नहीं आया। अगर तुम्हें खुदा का वास्ता हो सके तो जाकर शहर कूफा में उसे मेरे लिए तलाश करना और उससे कहना कि तुम जो कहते थे कि मैं जब तक ज़िंदा हूँ तुम्हारी सपोर्ट, तुम्हारी मदद हमेशा करता रहूँगा, अब तुम कहाँ हो? ज़्यादा रो इमाम हसन ने पूछा, ऐ शख्स उसका नाम जानते हो? कहा कि नहीं, मैं उसका नाम नहीं जानता। इमाम ने फरमाया, तुमने उसे उसका नाम नहीं पूछा? कहने लगा, मैंने कई मर्तबा पूछा लेकिन वो शख्स मुझे कहता था कि तुम मेरा नाम जानकर क्या कहोगे, क्या करोगे, मैं क़ुर्ब खुदा की खातर तुम्हारी मदद करता हूँ। आज़ादार इमाम ने पूछा, उसकी रंग और सूरत कोई निशानी? वो शख्स कहने लगा, मैं आँखों से नाबीना हूँ, मैंने उसको देखा नहीं कि वो उसकी शक्ल कैसी है, उसका रंग कैसा है, उसकी निशानी कैसी है। इमाम ने पूछा, उसकी कोई ना कोई तो निशानी होगी? उसने कहा, हाँ, जब वो आता था तो मेरे साथ ज़मीन पर बैठ जाता था और ज़मीन पर बैठकर कहता था, मिस्कीन उन जालसुन मिस्कीनान, गरीब उन जालसुन गरीबान। एक मिस्कीन है कि जो दूसरे मिस्कीन के साथ बैठ गया है, एक गरीब है कि जो दूसरे गरीब के पास आया है। आज़ादारो, ऐसा अख़लाक कायनात में फ़कत अली मुर्तज़ा पेश कर सके। हाय, ये अज़्ज़े, ये इंकसारी, ये तवाज़ो कि जो दामाद पैगंबर हो, जो सैयदुल वसीयीन हो, इमामुल मुत्तकीन हो, अपने वक्त का अमीरुल मोमिनीन हो, जिसके बेटे सैयद शबाब अहले जन्ना हो, जिसकी ज़ौजा सैयदा नसाल आलमीन हो, वो अपने आप को कहे मिस्कीन उन जालसुन मिस्कीनन। ये फ़कत तारीख में एक ही हस्ती है कि जिसको अली कहते हैं। इमाम हसन ने पूछा कि ऐ शख्स, उसकी कोई अलामत तो बताओ, हम उसे इतने बड़े शहर कूफा में कैसे तलाश करेंगे? तो अब उसने कहा कि हाँ, उसकी एक अलामत यह है कि वो जब भी मेरे पास आता था उसकी जबान हमेशा तस्बीह और तहलील खुदा में मसरूफ रहती थी, और जब वो तस्बीह करता था तो इस जगह के दर और दीवार, यहाँ की जमीन उसके साथ तस्बीह खुदा करती थी। आज़ादारो, इमाम हसन वही जमीन पर बैठ गए, उस शख्स को आगोश में लिया, कहा कि ऐ शख्स, जिसकी तू बात कर रहा है वो हमारे बाबा अली मुर्तज़ा है, ये अलामत तो मेरे बाबा अली की है। आज़ादा, उस शख्स ने तड़प के कहा, अगर वो आपके बाबा अली हैं तो आज 3रा दिन है, वो आए क्यों नहीं? इमाम मुज्तबा ने कहा कि एक बदबख्त शकी ने उनके ऊपर ऐसा कारीवार किया है कि हम अभी अभी उसको दफना करा रहे हैं। अला लानतुल्लाहि अलल कौमिल ज़ालिमीन वसयअलमु अल्लज़ीना ज़लमू अय्या मुनक़लबिन यनक़लिबून। परवरदिगार आलम, हमारी इस कलील सी इबादत को अपनी बारगाह आली में कबूल व मंजूर फरमा। इलाही बहक़ अली मुर्तज़ा अलैहिस्सलाम तमाम मोमिनीन व मोमिनात की हाजात बरला। परवरदिगारा, जिन्होंने रोज़े रखे हैं उनके रोज़ों को कबूल फरमा, जिन्होंने किसी अपनी दलील शरी की वजह से नहीं रखे उनको भी अजर व सवाब अता फरमा। परवरदिगारा, बीमारों को शिफाए कामला व आजिला अता फरमा, इस COVID-19 का खात्मा फरमा। बहक़ मोहम्मद व आले मोहम्मद, हमारे इमाम के ज़हूर में ताजील फरमा, हमें उनके आवान व अंसार व असहाब में शामिल फरमा। रब्बना तकब्बल मिन्ना इन्नका अंतस समीउल अलीम। اللهم عجل وليك الفرج اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد।